This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
There's a definition that we all should revisit. It's called the social contract, and it's being purposely broken. Civilization is going to be brought to its knees, and the anti-human era of the technocrats is now upon us. Submission to it only makes your life worse. And you're now witnessing all the major big tech companies take over the dashboards in your phones, in your laptops, in your desktops, and force information on you where you can't even have access to the content you've paid for. It was always designed for this. It was always a huge boa constrictor wrapping around us, hissing to us, telling us, don't struggle. And now, it's squeezing your bones and suffocating the economy and the culture and launching mass death and rapine. 2002, we got secret documents from the IMF and World Bank, the Greg Palast, the BBC, a real liberal, broke here on air. And in those documents, it was how the IMF and World Bank funded leftist movements that were designed to create mass riots to then bring down economies so the IMF and World Bank could come in and take them over. And what the globalists have done to third world countries, they're now doing to us. So I come and I give you the bad news that this is only going to escalate. But isn't that the good news to at least know and to understand it? That's why you've had the Pentagon come out against the president, because they think he can be defeated. They're all thinking about their next job and say, oh, no, we don't want the Insurrection Act. We don't want troops on the street. And Trump's telling police chiefs, get in there, stop these people. And they're like, nope, we're going to take a knee and encourage it. Everyone I know either has been robbed, physically attacked, or knows someone very close that was. Most of the crew have had their mailboxes and cars and houses broken into. I'm carrying a gun all the time now. And I've told listeners, COVID-19 hysteria was a hoax. But the crime is off the charts. And I have told my family, and I told my son, because he's already moved out at 17 and a half, got a couple jobs, I said, you better not be out after 8 or 9 o'clock at night if you live in a place like Austin, Texas, because it is dangerous as hell, and you better be carrying a gun. It doesn't matter if you're black or you're white. It might be a black person hits you over the head. It might be a white person hits you over the head. It is just rampant crime and physical attacks everywhere. It is bad. And even before they kicked all this off 2 weeks ago, I told you I was hiking around behind the neighborhood, and I saw a guy trying to break in a house dressed in a burglar outfit, head to toe, wearing a black outfit, big white guy. It's just all over the place. And I know people that own ATMs, they got broken into all over town. Gun shops got robbed. People are getting raped. People are getting killed. I've got so many videos of people getting shot and killed. But, of course, you'll never hear it on the national news. You'll never see it on the big news aggregating sites because they don't count. Like retired police captain David Dorn running security at a major store, and they walked up and shot him dead in the chest. Oh, by the way, he's black. But you'll never hear about him because he's a cop. And the video is very sad, very powerful. We're going to play it here. You can see the light go out of his eyes. He's in a pool of blood. Said, hey, don't loot your own neighborhood. Boom! Right in the chest. That's what we're talking about. And there's just dead cops all over the country. But nobody knows their names. Nobody talks about them because it's not all part of this giant hype. We're going to tell you what's coming next, folks. Trump's going to have to decapitate the deep state, or we're going to lose. It's that simple.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. The Prince William Board of Supervisors in Virginia had Tom Special speaking there, a longtime Army veteran, combat, Army intelligence, you name it, still in the reserves, and was assigned to different special forces groups. And he comes to us through some of the folks I know in the Defense Intelligence Agency. He was there speaking about what's really going on here and the planned takedown of this country. And, of course, the city council cut him off because he wasn't a rioter or a looter. We're going to have him joining us at the bottom of the hour. But listen to what he laid out, because this is exactly what we're facing. They are taking over the U.S.
Okay, all right. That's fine. My name's Tom Speciale. I live here in Woodbridge. I have two children. Well, one still in school, if there was a school, if our country hadn't been shut down, and another one that would have graduated from high school except for the fear and the terror that was spread across our country, because that's exactly what it was a fake pandemic. And I bring that up because I've worked in the intelligence community for many years. One of the things I said just weeks before, I think, the government shutdown of our country, I said the worst thing we would need right now is about three crises all to occur at the same time for our country to fall apart. And then we saw the government shutdown that has crippled our economy and a $3 trillion to maybe even $10 trillion debt that you've imposed. And when I say you, I mean Democrats have imposed on our country out of fear and terror. What I really want to talk about, though, is leadership. Go look at the 17 major inner cities in our country today, the ones that are rife with father, in particular these destitute neighborhoods that have been abandoned by the Democratic Party, I believe, and have been sold a lot of lies about how they're going to be successful in the world with a bunch of government handouts. For 50 years, Democrats have been in charge of these neighborhoods. For 50 years. Those are the same people right now that are rioting in the streets, looting and burning our cities. Do you know why they're doing that? Because you've told them it's okay. You have told them this is okay. But when 30 to 50,000 armed citizens went to Richmond to exercise their Second Amendment rights, before they were even there, they declared a state of emergency. But now we've got people vandalizing monuments, burning churches, burning police stations, and then all of a sudden, holy, we got to wake up and declare a state of emergency. The reason for this is the feckless, cowardly leadership of the Democrats in our country. They are responsible for this. Right now, I want you to think about something right now. I'm not finished. Right now, you need to think about something. The only reason that these people are going house to house and murdering, raping, and looting homes is because of an armed citizenry. That is a fact. Because that's what they want to do. And I'm not talking about the people, the actual peaceful protesters. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about those people being taken advantage of by outside instigators that are trying to dismantle our country. And you are standing by and allowing it to happen. It's feckless and it's cowardly. That is why it is happening. It is happening because you created this problem by building a dependency of the government into their lives. They are dependent for food, for housing, for education, and you have made them dependent for their own security and safety. Well, we're not going to be dependent. And right now, everybody is sitting at home, scared to death of a virus that didn't even exist. And now you've got people running through the streets, burning
your
loot.
Time is up,
and you know what? I said I wasn't done yet.
Sir?
This is a problem that can be fixed if you will take leadership.
Thank you. Your time is up, please.
Stop hiding behind things like...
Is it possible?
Things like he was resisting our authority.
Is it possible to turn off his microphone?
That's what they said was the reason for his murder. Resisting his authority.
Sir, your time is up. You're done. It's been 3 minutes. This is... Please. Please. Please.
Thank you, guys.
Please.
So angry, but this is something that can be solved.
Sir?
Right, he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're well familiar with the great work he does, and, of course, running for office as well for U.S. Senate. Now, I want to just say this here very crisply and very clearly for everybody. I wish we had more time. We told you this was all coming. We don't have more time. They're going to go for broke. The globalists aren't going to stop. They're just softening Trump up right now to kill him. And I'm seeing everybody back away from Trump in D.C. in fear. They're getting ready to make the main move. And I'm just going to say this to the people running that operation. We know who they are. Some of those retired generals, Hayden, Clapper, Obama, and others. You're never going to get away with this. There may be a bunch of cowards up there in D.C. that all want to hedge their bets and are scared of you. But in the end... You and Bill Gates and all the rest of you are going to pay for what you've done. You've engineered this whole damn thing. And you think just because big tech can spy on everybody and you've got everything wired up and we're under your control, that you can bully this nation and run it in the ground and do all the horrible things you've engaged in, it's coming to an end. You bombing us with fentanyl and your Hollywood crap trying to demoralize us and trying to totally break the social contract. And all your movies preparing everyone for civil war, the purges and the Joker and all the rest of the crap. You're the bad guys. You're the big mega billionaire trillion-dollar companies that are beyond cold-blooded. And you are literally trying to bring down civilization so you can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar and have a permanent, giant, poor class dumbed down and brainwashed by your media that you can control. You will not get away with it. You've been identified. And I look at these sacks of garbage like Rosenstein and Fiona Hill and all of them that testify to Congress. They crap their pants when they hear a backfire go off. But they sit there through the technocracy and the media and try to get the general public to burn things down and have us all kill each other. It's disgusting. But you cowards, when you bring down civilization, in your establishment officer class, are going to have to face the reality. You'll be just like Hitler in his bunker when we're done with you. There's an excellent World War II movie called Cross of Iron. But it's based on a composite of true stories when the Eastern Front was collapsing and the Russians were pouring into Germany. And there's this officer class guy who's been going around engaging in all sorts of buffoonery and, you know, sophistic garbage. And as they're being overrun, the sergeant throws the machine gun in his hands and starts laughing at him because now he's really going to get to fight and really get to act like the man he's been strutting around claiming he was. And so I'm just going to tell all you New World Order people, you have conjured your destruction. It will not be America that goes down. It will be you. And we know who you are, and we know what you've done, and you are going to pay. Do you understand that? You are going down, period. They'll never get away with this crap. You can hype up all your COVID garbage and then hype up your race war garbage and try to hype up the next thing to distract people. But more and more people know exactly who you are and exactly what you're doing, and you're going to be blamed for everything that's happening. So good luck. Now, I don't want to play all these videos, but I'm going to do it. Cops laid out, shot on the ground, like gulping for air, dying like fish out of water. And you're going to see it. And we're going to tell you their names, too, because I saw the humanity in George Floyd. I didn't like watch what was happening. But Twitter and Facebook are deleting videos of police captain David Dorn on the ground like a fish out of water, gulping for air, and then literally you see the light go out of his eyes. You ever seen, you know, people think there's a soul or a spirit, folks. You see people die in person. That twinkle, right when they die, it goes gone. And that's what's really going on is just horrible, evil stuff everywhere. And the left is all endorsing it. So remember that. They're not just leftists that are idiots. All of these big tech heads, all of them, are literal authoritarian scum that premeditatedly did this and are mass murderers and deserve to be in super max prison solitary confinement.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Tell everybody something. The party's over. And you have to decide whether you want to be free or slave. You got to decide which side you're on. I'm Alex Jones, your host, on this June 3rd Wednesday transmission of the 152 days out from the election. And they don't have any intent to let President Trump get up to that election point. They are going to discredit him. They're going to say that he can't rule. They're going to say that he's caused the unrest that they've triggered. They're going to call for his resignation or removal under the 25th Amendment. And that is coming next. You can set your watch by it. And the Atlantic Council, with people on it like General Jones and others, what Millie Weaver was saying yesterday is true, have public back doors through private intelligence groups to the illegal back doors that William Binning and others expose inside the NSA. And so they're interfacing with big tech and the NSA to compromise the U.S. government and engage in treason. And Brennan and Clapper are in command still with Obama of much of the government. The proper term to use is stay-behind networks. And they brag about this. They talk about this. And so, yeah, Trump came in naive about a lot of this, and now he's had them try to throw him out of office, and they're just getting more desperate. So they staged the whole COVID hoax, and now they've moved on to the race war, and they're having police all over the country stand down and let people ram through buildings into Best Buys with forklifts and loot jewelry stores and kill people. And if a retired police officer is hired for security, they just shoot him dead in the chest, and the media covers it up and goes further. It's all over the news that they're saying, oh, right-wingers are posing as Antifa. Right-wingers are posing as looters. There's no looters. There's no Antifa, even though they're all out promoting it and pushing. Remember? The public is so dumbed down that when San Antonio News and National News and all of it said that InfoWars burned down a homeless camp, 100% not true. My son got a whole bunch of calls saying he did it. People he knows said you did it. That's the hysteria of the mob psychology. And now that's the new thing I've done. See, oh, and it's, I've got stacks of news here. Oh, the police are really staging all of it. And oh, they're the ones doing all of this. So that's how dangerous the situation is, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got a stack of news here where they're blaming President Trump for everything. And they've got all their fake polls out again that, oh, he's at 38%. Oh, they may remove him. Oh, you know, even the Secretary of Defense disagrees with him now. And you're seeing all the same cowardly behavior as they inch towards the exits, getting ready to make their move against the president. He's surrounded by Fauci and by all of them. Trump calls on police to get tough on the protesters. You mean the killers, the rioters? And let's go further. This is a CNBC article. Global experts go head-to-head over claims the coronavirus no longer exists clinically. That's because viruses mutate until they're no longer harmful. But it's worse than that, and I'll explain coming up. But that's the first phase of lockdown. Now it's the martial law lockdown. As the economy's reserves run out, by the time we get up to the election, it is going to be war in the streets. And they don't want the war against the Democrats to shut the economy off. They want to make it about race. That's the quick bait and switch. Almost 150,000 raised overnight for black police captains shot dead by looters in St. Louis. He was loved in the community, retired, 77, doing security at a major pawn shop, tried to stop folks stealing TVs, and they shot him right in the chest, and you can watch him in this video. And I want to humanize this. I don't like watching this, but you saw George Floyd die? Well, let's humanize this. As you watch him breathing his last breath, as his blood pours out by the gallons, and you see his eyes gleam and then go dark. Here it is. Here he is dying on tape. Here he is murdered. Give us the audio, please.
OG. OG, come on, stay with me, OG. OG, stay with me. Stay with me, OG. Stay with me, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, OG, stay with me. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Stay with me. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Damn, man. Over some TVs, cuz. Over some TVs, man. For real. That's somebody's granddaddy, cuz. Man, fuck you, n***a. What y'all trying to do? Fuck you talking about? Y'all killed this man over some TVs, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz. You hear me? That's what we can get, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz. Stop playing, man. OG, come on, OG. Come on, OG.
It's a breakdown of civilization right here.
Over some TVs. Call them, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz. Come on, cuz.
You might see this on Tucker Carlson, but you're not going to see anywhere else, folks. The media will have a total shutdown of this.
Over TV, pop them, cuz.
And the Silicon Valley folks that engineered all this, they love it.
Over some TVs, cuz. OG, man.
Now he's dead.
Bro. Number love, bro.
You dying good, right there.
Bro. It's okay,
like
bro.
Like a fish out of water.
Just relax, bro. Relax, bro. Relax, bro.
Should I do it over
TV? Over some TV, you was doing the right thing. You was doing the right old thing. He was trying to protect you, but at the same time, the wrong. It's too much going on for that OG. Come on, OG. We better than that OG. I think he do work here, man. He work here, man. Over some fucking TVs, man. Over some TV, he lost his life over the TVs, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz.
And I have video after video of people being hit in the head, looted, killed, shot, stabbed, cops, black, white, old, young, women, mainly white people getting attacked. And you won't see it anywhere on the national news and Twitter and Facebook, and all of them take it down as fast as they can because Antifa's not violent. And there's no looting going on, and there's no problems. Meanwhile, Brennan and Clapper run a criminal network through private intelligence agencies hooked into all the big tech, all the cameras, all your phones, everything. And they're so arrogant, they had every major device, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Google, take over everybody's dashboards and force feed F the police songs about killing the police from the 80s. That's big tech. That's the establishment. That's big tech that owns slave camps in China. Force feeding that this is legitimate and that this is a race war and that we must kneel at the police and the citizens before the looters to legitimize it. And when the president says this is wrong, we need to stop it, his own leadership comes out and criticizes him at press conferences, including the Secretary of Defense. They ought to fire his ass yesterday. Because they're all a bunch of cowardly scum that now surround our government. And they're getting ready to move the 25th Amendment against the president. Get ready. We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get started.
storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Social contract is being broken. It's beyond Cloward and Piven. The multinational corporations allied with communist China, the EU, and Hollywood are on record saying that they are going to break America and fully enslave it and then use us to enforce world government. And now they're funding the next phase of the destabilization to make the president look weak and to say that he is the cause of the ongoing insurrection, before forcing him from office one way or another. And we see all the signs unfolding right now that this is the big one. Only exposure of the deep state and support of the president is going to turn this around. And we are facing an embedded deep state coup of multinational traitors who know they're going to end up going to prison down the road if they don't overthrow Trump and then put a dictatorship in place, using the permanent race war as the cover. Now, he'll be with us some of the next hour. Tom Special is a really smart guy. I've seen a lot of his videos. He's been on some of the InfoWars shows before. He's never been on the broadcast with us. He's got a
long bio in U.S. Special Forces and intelligence and worked all over the world, and he's running for Senate. We'll talk about that in a moment, but I got sent late last night a video of him at one of the big city councils in Virginia where the governor's refusing to send the National Guard. And I thought it was particularly powerful, but he didn't get a chance to lay out what he was about to say, so we'll do that first. And then we will get into General Flynn and how he was going to try to dig out this deep state that had these intelligence bridges out of private intelligence groups into the government, and how they were able to have that parallel government there that's still running the CIA Operation Mockingbird programs and others that Trump still hasn't gotten control of. Because the people around Trump, other than maybe a few people like General Milley, are hedging bets. Because they want to just keep, you know, making $10 million a year or whatever and go play golf all day. This is total treachery and treason, ladies and gentlemen. And words don't describe the peril the country's in, the greatest in its history. But we'll get somebody who's been on the inside's take on that in a moment. But I wanted to play this clip because the guy's been trying to get me to play this for a week. There's a bunch of these, but I'm going to play one of them now. Here I am in 2018 predicting exactly what's happening now, but I wasn't predicting it. It's a blueprint. We just weren't here yet. And I'm going to tell you next hour what's coming next if we fail. Because if anybody wants to give up and evacuate, go ahead now, because it's that bad. Or you might just decide to stand up and say no. But don't sit on the fence, folks. There's no time for that now. That's over. The good news is we've been preparing for this for a long time. We knew the globalists were going to make this move. We have the people and the will and the capacity to defeat this, but they know we're winning politically. That's why they're going to overturn the chessboard. So we have to be ready for the fact that they're coming with violence. This is just the first wave. It's going to get more targeted, but let's go ahead and go to this prediction. They are taking over the U.S. They are creating the racial division. They are creating the sexual division. They are creating all of the admitted crises in this country in their own admissions in WikiLeaks. And they're horrified to see the economy coming back and all these good things happening. So they're going to throw their full force against America in an attempt to encircle Congress with a million people and then to begin violent actions to run the patriots in D.C. out of the swamp so they can reestablish it. They believe that they're cornered. They know humanity's waking up. And so they're going to launch their full assault of violence and intimidation and terrorist attacks, I believe, in this country. They've got all the Democratic Party talking heads saying, attack Trump supporters, bully him, kick him out of restaurants. And when you see the weak-minded people they've got lined up to support them and to chant, they're all professors or government workers or little scared leftists that bought into the fact that they were on the winning team and they were the cool group and they ran everything and they were going to teach flyover country and Christians and veterans and everybody. They were the ruling class. These people don't believe in the dream of human empowerment. They believe in China and its enslavement of their own population. They believe in authoritarianism. They believe if they go kiss the ass of the globalists, they are in power.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
So Thomas Speciell joins us, thomasspeciell.com. Is that the best site for people to visit to find your Senate campaign, Tom?
It is, Alex. Yes, it is.
I already played what you had to say to the city council at the start of the show, but we'll probably get to more of that later. But just big picture in the time we have before we go to break in 5 minutes. From your experience around the world and being involved in Army intelligence, the rest of it, have I overstated the peril the country's in right now?
Before, I would say no, you have not overstated the peril. I think where we differ, and I think you've got some security clearances that I don't have, okay, Alex? You've got some security clearances I don't have, but I have the highest level security clearances you can have in the United States government. And I've had that for about the last 10 years. You know, my background is 28 years in the Army and the Army Reserves. For the last 10 years, I've worked in the intelligence community at the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Counterterrorism Center, the Defense Combating Terrorism Center, and for the Office of Director of National Intelligence. And I want to provide some clarity. There is a threat right now in the United States. You call it the deep state. What I call it is it's essentially a global socialist agenda to eradicate liberty. That would be the way that I would.
It's a cult.
Phrase it. And the reason for that is, and why the president has posed such a threat to this is because he cannot be managed by any of the people that are normally in power, the party bureaucrats on either side. He's not held accountable to any of them. And so because of that, they fear his ability to vanquish them ultimately. And that's really where we're at right now. And I think if you saw what I said yesterday at the Prince William County Board of Supervisors meeting, to sum it up, the reason these people are protesting, originally it's because of the murder of a black man in the streets of Minneapolis. But that's a horrific thing to have happened. But my point is that this kind of stuff has been happening for decades in the United States. And it's only now because of, handheld camera phones, that it's starting to be captured. And I'm not saying that all police are racist. I'm not saying anything like that. What I'm saying is that the relationship between these people and government is what has built this anxiety and this stress and this anger into this demographic in the United States.
It's an artificial perception being overloaded by the media, hyping it and creating the perception that this is more rampant than it is.
Well, my point is that this kind of stuff with regard to the government and tyranny has been going on for decades. So out here in Virginia, we had this big battle with the governor. He's trying to suspend the Second Amendment. He's trying to criminalize law-abiding citizens. So we protest armed in Richmond, and this guy declares a state of emergency before anybody was even in town. Okay? In this case, this happens, and it took them 4 days to declare a state of emergency, and they're burning churches, they're burning police stations, they're brutalizing citizens, they're burning businesses, and it takes them 4 days to respond. The reason for that is that they're afraid to confront them because they know deep down, like I said in my citizens' time yesterday, they are responsible for this. They have created this government dependency, and they have stripped them of all power in society. So when something like this happens, they know they're not going to get any form. In their minds, they're not going to get any form of justice. So they have basically thrown.
And so we're getting a stand down, which is what the psych warfare experts knew they were going to get, which then causes the further breakdown of civilization. And then it ends with them saying Trump isn't doing his job, even though everybody's trying to handicap him. So let's talk about this. But Thomas Special, when we come back and get into what you would have said if you had more time in the city council and where you think this is going. And when you talk about security clearances, higher ones, I know that you're being sarcastic. I study what the Atlantic Council, the CFR, say, what their plans are. They usually tell you. And they're a bunch of sick anti-American just enemies. And I know their plan. And I can see the predictive programming in Hollywood, so we know what their next step's going to be. It's a total overthrow of the U.S. government.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And Thomas Speciale is our guest. ThomasSpeciale.com. That's Thomas, S-P-E-C-I-A-L-E.com. And we're again going to play, start of the next segment, his statements there to one of the major city councils in Virginia, where we've seen this perfect parallel of the governor refusing to send National Guard to D.C., brought up the road with them acting like gun owners coming together was just an act of terrorism, but no one got hurt. I think it was only like one arrest. The perfect juxtapose there. But just starting over from the beginning about from your research and where you've been and your experiences and other colleagues you talk to, where we are and what Americans can do to turn this around and stop this socialist globalist agenda, which is now out in the open. It's really emerged and is making its move, and certainly getting Trump elected and getting Bolsonaro elected, other things, means we're on the offensive with 1776 worldwide, as I call it, the next leg of the Renaissance, a pro-human future. And so we have elicited their main counter-offensive, is what I would call it. And I just think Americans need to know how real this is and how historic it is, so we're not caught flat-footed. But you've got the floor for the next 10 minutes here that we have left in this segment.
You're 100% right. You know, one of the things that I think most people don't understand is that this dilemma between essentially the haves and the have-nots in the world is something that's been going on elsewhere in the world for several years now. It's really just starting to come home here because of the fact that Donald Trump's been in power for 3 years. They expect that he will be reelected. And as a result of that, something has to be done to change the calculus. Something has to be done. And, you know, one of the things I mentioned when I spoke yesterday was just a few weeks right before the COVID-19 shutdown, I was talking to a coworker and I was like, you know, this is a global event of, and I knew at the time, if you go back and look at some of the videos that I put out early on, I was very skeptical from the very beginning. And I understand you're looking at things that are sort of in open source. That would be what we call it as an Intel person. We call it open source. And you're looking at sort of gray areas where people don't normally spend a lot of time researching. That seems to me where you're getting a lot of this insight. And for me, as an Intel officer, I have to rely on like actual signals intelligence. I have to rely on what world leaders are actually saying, what government leaders are actually saying, what are their plans. Sometimes we actually get to read their plans. Okay. And so the threat that America poses to China right now is, I mean, if you look at what was happening right before this all happened, we had Chinese citizens singing our national anthem in English in Hong Kong. You better believe this terrified the communist Chinese, because if they decide that they want liberty the way we have liberty, they have the human power to overthrow the Communist Party. They have it in their capability to do it. And I believe there's a lot of the Communist Army that would side with the people against the Communist government. I believe that. And I think they were terrified of that emergence. And so then the other thing is you look at what was going on in Iran, where the Iranians are walking around an American flag in the streets of Tehran. That'll get you beaten and probably killed in Tehran. Okay, that is a very, very dangerous.
You're supposed to stomp on it.
Yeah, correct. Or burn it. I mean, this was when, you know, we're like really putting maximum pressure on Iran to try and get the Iranian regime to stop posing a threat to the Middle East. So what I'm getting at is these totalitarian governments are beginning to see that our message, our light of liberty, is starting to permeate into their world, and it is threatening their power. And so as a result of that, and I'm not one of those people, I have not read anything classified that says, you know, that the Chinese virus was created by the Chinese government. I haven't read anything like that. I believe worst case scenario, this is an accident. Best case scenario, this is probably an accident. Worst case scenario, you know, they're going to pretend that it's an accident. But my point is that when it happened, they saw it as an opportunity to terrify the world into submission. And that's what this is. And, you know, if you look at what, you know, you said something, they revealed themselves. You know, I'm actually getting ready to make another a speech like I did. I did the Thomas Paine Common Sense speech in Richmond on May 1st. But I'm getting ready to do another one that's historically relevant. And it's funny how even throughout our American history, our wise political conservative leaders have warned of the threat of this socialist communist agenda, but they get into power and they make change, but then they're run back out with all the free handouts. And so when I say they've revealed themselves, you know, our governor here in Richmond basically declared himself an enemy of the people. Okay. When he declared a state of emergency during lobby day on January 20th, I contacted his office and I said, hey, listen, I have a higher level security clearance than you do. I want to see the threat reporting that shows. And if he'd have showed me the threat reporting, I would have gone publicly and said, hey, there's a legitimate threat out there. Because I know what a legitimate threat looks like, because that's all I've done for the last 10 years. That's my dog.
It's okay. But instead, it was just a giant, giant hype trying to say everybody's terrorist. And it really scared them when nothing violent happened and it went off perfectly. That really showed them the power of the people that could remove these tyrants at any time. And so China was incubating this, using it to shut down Hong Kong, using it to change the subject. The EU jumped on board. They did it. Now the U.S. did it. Now as it comes out, as you said in your speech yesterday, global experts go head to head over claims that coronavirus no longer exists clinically. They're saying it's mutated, where it's not even dangerous now. Here's another one. Enraged Italians abandon masks, denounce pandemic as scam. Riots expose virus lockdown hoax. governor's pivot on mass gatherings. I mean, it's just incredible. Please continue.
What I theorized about 3 weeks before the total shutdown, I was like, you know, the last thing we need right now is what I called a mosaic of crisis. Okay. The mosaic of crisis was, you know, this was in the early stages of when COVID-19 was being said to be, oh, you know, it's a global pandemic. And that's when Trump first shut off the borders. And I was like, this doesn't sound. It sounds like a hoax to me. It's almost too apocalyptic. You know, 2 million people dead. We need 40,000 ventilators. I was like, this sounds like a apocalyptic hoax to me, right? Like the 2000 hoax or, you know, whatever. And so what I said was, the last thing we need is a mosaic of crisis. A mosaic of crisis is when you have several events that build pressure within society. So the last thing, and I was sitting around with a very smart friend of mine last night, one of my kitchen cabinet, and we were theorizing, what is the next black swan event? What is the next thing that's going to happen? And something we can't anticipate, we can't plan for, that's going to further imbalance the power in America. So is it going to be a terrorist attack?
A mass shooting?
Is it going to be a coordinated Antifa or racial militia coordinated attack on several locations in one city or on several groups of protesters? Where it ratchets up the problem? Is it going to be a hurricane or an earthquake? You know, I don't know, but what about an attack on
infrastructure? The point is that
correct.
You're just going with what you can prove. Looks like China used it, staged it to get power. The media tried to cover up. It was man-made. Now we know it was. That way they could patent it and control it. I mean, I've got the backstory on it, but clearly there are global forces using crises to say everything Trump does is bad, to try to stymie the response, to drive him out via 25th Amendment. So, I mean, that's what their plan is over at the Atlantic Council. Their plan is to create such hell that basically Trump is drug out of office, 25th Amendment.
I have some friends that are pretty close to the administration, and opposition as well to the, you know, the never Trumper people. And I don't think that you could pull off the 25th Amendment. I don't think you could pull that off. But you could. I believe it is more focused on trying to damage his election, re-election.
Oh, I don't. That's what they're going for, bare minimum. But they're gambling. Yeah. Look at Russiagate, spying on the president, lying about it. These people, I agree with you, it's a long shot, but they're crazy. That's my point, because they keep getting caught and they never get in trouble. We're going to be right back with hour number two with our special guest. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the